I reject any implication that our campaign supports violence.
A defiant Sanders told CBS News today that his campaign did not encourage the chaos at Nevada's Democratic convention over the weekend.
For Democratic leaders in Nevada and elsewhere to suggest that our campaign has anything to do with creating violence is an outrage and unacceptable.
State party officials have accused the Sanders camp of convincing an irrational minority that the proceedings had been rigged against them, which led to a day of unrest. His supporters later posted the state party chair's number online, and she got hundreds of threats.
People like you should be hung.
The crowd was out of control, red in the face.
California Senator Barbara Boxer tried to speak, but got booed. She's one of several senators who have called their Vermont colleague to express concern.
He was stunned that I felt that my safety was in peril. And I can only hope that as a leader, and he is a leader, that he's taken care of it.
The incident has weakened the fragile detente between Sanders and party leaders, especially with some Sanders supporters already vowing to protest at the national convention in July.
It's time to move forward.
Party chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz tried to turn the page today.
Was there anything about the rules in Nevada that was unfair, that was rigged against the Sanders campaign?
Absolutely not. It was eminently fair and run according to the process that was approved back in 2014.
She initially said Sanders was fanning the flames of discontent, but now tells us she believes he is taking the matter seriously. Anthony, party leaders are walking a tightrope here because they know they can't afford to alienate Sanders or his millions of supporters.